The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
You're listening to Pure Rock Radio. Feed your addiction. Yeah!
This episode is brought to you by the Bleeding Old Blood Club with this important message. The Bleeding Old Blood Club believes life doesn't end at 40. Live life. Take that trip. Learn that skill. Get in the pit. Learn to skate or get back on your skateboard. Shred it up once again. Check us out on Facebook, the Bleeding Old Blood Club. You can teach an old dog new tricks.
Kevin here, and I play bass and backing vocals.
Corey Thomas, drums.
Rapley, I don't do much.
I'm Anders, I do guitar, and we are Flash Out, and you're listening to Radioactive Metal.
To Radioactive Metal. This is Radioactive Metal, your source for news, views, tunes, and interviews. Here are your hosts, Snowy, Rock, Corrine, and Aaron.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to a dead-raising episode of Radioactive Metal. This is episode 570, and I'm Snowy White. And once again, what's going to be happening this week is going to be a snow-low episode, shall we say. And of course, that's what we mean. That's always what we mean. When your cool Uncle Snowy here kind of rides it solo, and kind of for good reason this time around, as our regular listeners will have heard it leading up to this past weekend. I've been doing some reads, you know, I've been pushing, playing some music all about the Seance Metal Festival that was happening up here in and around Winnipeg here August 23rd to the 25th. And with that, I decided, you know what? How about let's go that extra mile, do that extra little bit, and we'll kind of dedicate an episode of Radioactive Metal to kind of like a Seance Metal Fest post-game show, much like the way we did when my co-hostess Corrine earlier this year made her way out to the Maryland Death Festival. She had a grand old time, and when she got home, we sat down and pressed record. So I'm going to be doing this much like we did with that, except I'm going to be riding solo and some different ideas. We got a kick-ass creature feature, shall we say, that I was really looking forward to. It is a good time to talk to this band, because not only would it make for a kick-ass interview because we were out there in that environment, in that atmosphere, they have got so much going on as well within their camp. So stick around for our interview with the mighty Winnipeg Grinders, Flash Out. Always a good time, always a good time. And as I said, there's some other stuff taking inspiration from some other podcasts and other radio shows that I thought, hey, you know what? Let's try this. I'll bet you it'll turn out really cool. And it did. For the uninitiated, perhaps you are just joining us for the first time because you were curious of what the Seance Metal Fest is. It's basically a really cool festival just on the outskirts of Winnipeg, as I said, at the top of the hop. And I've had a lot of people say to me, you know, like some normies, just people out of the scene, you know, as you're at work or whatever, and just like regular people come up to you and, hey man, what are you doing this weekend? Well, I'm doing this. And of course, just being Joe and Jane Average, they have no idea what this festival is. So I kind of explain it to them, where I'll like kind of like my go-to is where it's a metal festival where they put up a homemade makeshift stage up on a friend's aunt's property. You know, there you have the option to camp out all weekend if you want and all that. And it's basically what I refer to as a mini Woodstock. Instead of thousands of drugged out hippies, you had a couple really cool metalheads and punks that really, really, in a really close-knit community. Like, I knew 75% of these couple hundred people out there. It's just, it's not only, you know, and it's not only a music festival, but it's a social call as well. It's like when you get the best of both a show and an event in which you're there to see the people as well, you cannot go wrong. One of the really cool things, just to kind of start everything off, the festival lasted one complete Saturday, the 24th, and the 23rd, the previous Friday night. Okay, we chose, myself and my good buddy Ducky, who, you know, there's a name our regular listeners will be quite familiar with. We chose to go out just on the Saturday because we had other things going on. As we were approaching the area, though, where the festival was, we just saw this big sign where it just said Seance. Okay, and that's to give, you know, the people coming to the festival some sort of idea that, you know, that you're going in the right direction. Well, we couldn't help but chuckle, and I'm sorry I'm doing it now. We couldn't help but laugh at the idea of, like, all these normies just driving by, having no idea what's going on. They go by and they see this sign, Seance. So they might be like, oh my god, okay Martha, we better get the hell out of here. Who knows what's going on out in the woods? Right on. So I gotta say, I had one hell of a good time. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to see every band that I wanted to, even on the Saturday. But for what I did, I was really impressed. Of course, the headliner was the Montreal death metalers Outer Tomb. Really, really cool band. If you dig the old school Swedish death, I really think you'll get behind Outer Tomb. One of the bands that I was looking forward to the most and had the good fortune of actually sitting down and speaking to was the mighty Deatherus, who recently signed on and just put their debut record out on Redefining Darkness Records. So it's like, that was really exciting and definitely the highlight. And of course, our good buddies in Flash Out, Endless Chaos. The previous night was headlined by Sunless, Black Metaler, Winnipeg Black Metalers, Wilt were also on the bill, and I just had one hell of a great time. just between all the great music and all the people, and yes, yes, I know you're dying to know, but the Lemmys were flowing. To get the show going, let's drop a track, shall we say, and dedicate it to all of those Joe and Jane averages that went by and got totally confused by that sign. Let's dedicate Outer Tombs Aberration. We'll be right back. Headlining night one of the Seance Metal Fest was the Minneapolis Tech Deathsters. Man, I always get tripped up saying Tech Deathsters. I think that's what happens when you kind of try to develop your own language. That was Sunless from their latest record, Uruka, with Gathering of the Skull's Eyes. Unfortunately, I was not able to see them the first night Friday, but I have seen them before in the past. I believe we have played them on the show, and they are always a good time when you get a chance to check out, you know, not only their records, but when you see them live, please do. And of course, before that, from their latest release, Necro Vortex, that was night two headliners, Outer Tomb with Aberration, always a good time. Thank you so much to those bands for coming out and gracing us with their musical prowess. Fantastic stuff, fantastic stuff. One of the highlights for me personally was once again sitting down and talking to the mighty Flashout. Our longtime and regular listeners will remember Flashout as a They hail from Winnipeg. They don't tour a whole hell of a lot and all that. So some people kind of see them as just like the local Winnipeg band. I have a tendency of kind of seeing things differently. I see a band like Flashout who have been signed to more reputable labels like To Live a Lie Records. We spoke with them when their Death Dealer EP on that awesome label was released. When a band is on a label such as that, and they've actually done some significant touring, you know, for what they were actually able to do, playing stuff like the Maryland Death Festival and all that, that just really, it kind of bumps you up in my eyes from just being a local band to what, you know, I consider a more established act. So with that and plus with so much going on within their camp, you know, including this really cool split with the band Tomb Warden, which we're going to talk a little bit more in this creature feature right away. They got some they're the end of September as well. Flash Out has signed on with Give Praise Records, and as you'll hear me in the interview, I got really excited when that was announced, because that is one really cool label that we like to get behind and play as much as we can with them. So when Flash Out showed up, finally got all of their camping gear and their tents set up, and we all cracked a beer and all that, we had a great chat. There will be some voices you will be familiar with, you know, apart from speaking to the band before, but of course on drums and probably the leader of the pack is Mr. Corey Thomas, he of Ninja Cat Productions fame, on this show that you always hear me talking about. He's pounding the skins. Mr. Anders Land is on guitar. We've had him on the show before with his various other bands. Our good buddy Kevin cranking the bass, and Ripley on vocal. So we had one hell of a chat, and it's just one of these situations where talking to the legends are cool. I love it. This is why I do it. But sometimes you just want to just sit back with some buddies and just kind of shoot the shit with what's going on in their lives. And I think that's kind of how it came across to get us to that really cool chat. Let's drop a track, shall we say, from that cool split with Tomb Warden. This is Flash Out with Unjust Practices. And of course, our listeners will be already familiar with you guys. Remember, we had you on the last time you guys put your last release out with To Live a Lie Records. Oh, but just to give
Cherry Phillip.
That's a hell of a way to start the Cherry Phillip. Holy shit. Oh my God, it's going to be one of these interviews. Okay, fine. But just to give our listeners kind of a refresher as to who you are and everything and all that, someone kind of step up and kind of do that, like who you are, what you guys do, your mother's maiden name and all that, you know, just kind of as a refresher, like what is Flash Out?
Well, we play crust grind. We've been around about 11 years, I think.
Holy shit, it's been that long already?
Like that.
It's the first band I ever started.
Jeez.
Yeah, but these guys are my best friends, and we've been in the band, I don't know, four years? We've done a lot of shit anyways with this lineup.
Right.
We're about to release a 7-inch with our buds and Tomb Warden.
Right.
Actually, we don't know them. We've never met them before. But Tommy Wall saw us at Maryland Death Fest, and he hit us up after the show.
Internet buds.
Yeah.
Well, that guy. That's no surprise, because
my co-hosts in the U.S. that I've done the show with for years, I've never been in their presence. It's just all
tonight,
been
for real.
It's, yeah,
well, the thing about this time, time of day, man, like fuck, everyone's just got internet buds that they don't know until they meet them, right?
For sure, yeah. for sure. The big reason why we are talking, as apart from it's a hell of a weekend and we're soaking up all this great ambiance here, there's a lot of band activity within the Flash Out camp that we want to get into. First of all, like you mentioned, new 7-inch.
Yeah.
With Tomb Warden, who I have to admit, I had no idea who they were until you guys announced it. What's going on with that?
They're a very cool band from, what, Washington?
Yep.
And, yeah, it's, we did, what, four songs, something like that. They did five songs. Pretty good meld, actually. They actually do a similar style to us, it seems like.
Right on.
Kind of, you know, we got it mastered by the same person, so it sounds sick as hell.
Yeah, both sides of the same.
Yeah. Ah, right on, right on. And who's releasing this? Where can we go to? There we are, yeah. How about we just look at the record while we're here?
Yeah, Born Dead Records, okay. Rat Picks, Serenity Now, Filth Regime, Primitive Future.
Fair enough. And this is what I got really stoked about. You guys got a new record coming out as well, like a new album.
Oh, there's a CD coming out.
A CD.
Collection.
Yeah, it's on Give Praise.
Give Praise. That's the thing that I went, oh, fucking yeah. Rights, man.
It's, really, it's just a compilation of the shit we've done in 2017, 2018.
The Two Morgan right. Slide and some other unreleased tracks, and then the Death Dealer.
We're actually going to use those other three songs for a split with Time of Chaos, which is our friend James's band, who actually plays in Haggis.
Oh,
and,
right on.
They're also a crust grind band.
I've had them on,
from LA. They're sick as hell.
Yeah.
So that's our next plan, and Fuck Your Life Records is going to put that one out.
Right on. But with Give Praise, like, do you guys just know these guys? Or?
Well, I asked them to put out our full length maybe 8 years ago or some shit.
Right.
And they said, you know, not this time, but...
No.
No.
They said no.
Yeah.
Okay. Ultimately.
But now they said yeah.
Yeah. They said to hit them up again next time. So
why do you think that is? Do you guys just feel you've made inwards within the scene?
Well, these songs are better.
Okay.
They're writing better songs.
Yeah.
And we've done more.
Yeah.
Toured a bunch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Played MDF.
But it's just mainly our 7-inch format music CD for those who don't have record players.
So do you think, like, it's not like Give Praise is RCA or anything like that, but do you think an indie label like that looks at a band that says, okay, they played MDF, they went out on tour, they did all these other splits, like, do you think that's what...
I think it's either that or maybe they just, like, listen to our stuff and liked it, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
It could be that simple.
yeah. The last time we spoke, you guys put out your EP on To Live a Lie, and now you have this deal with Give Praise and all that. Does it, like, it's not like they're huge labels and all that, but does it really matter? Like, when I see a band on these labels and I instantly say, okay, I have to talk to them, because they're making those aforementioned inroads into what they're doing. But does, at the end of the day, does it really matter if you're on To Live a Lie or Give Praise? Or
absolutely
is this
not
a step
no,
up?
It's all about,
it depends on
none
how
of them
hard
have
they push,
store distribution. Like, you're not going to find your album at HMV.
No.
If they're pushing it and they're putting it out, though, I'm stoked. I don't even really care.
But I've noticed some labels, like when you go to a big fest like Maryland Death Fest, and you go look in the fucking merch fucking thing, and you come across your own stuff,
that's awesome.
Because that means your label's got connections around.
Yeah. Right.
And if it's some basement label that just fucking puts your album out and doesn't do anything with it, you're kind of just saving the cost of the album being made.
Right.
I'd like a label that at least distros it and trades it and gets it out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Not just fucking puts it out and then sits on it.
Yeah, and then you sink or swim on your own. Yeah.
Those guys are hard workers, too.
For sure. Oh, that's no doubt. Yeah, and it's just...
sorry, I forget his name, but it's just basically out of
Little
his
Butler.
It's out of his late out of his basement, right?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
A lot of labels are though, man.
Yeah, for sure. For
especially
sure.
with this kind some of people stuff. Are just like it's all committed. Just DIY shit that like some guy's doing in his basement or like at his mom's house or some shit.
Right, you know? Right.
Pete Dresses went on tour in Europe. Stayed at this guy who owned a label called Yellow Dog Records, I think it was.
Okay.
And his apartment was his label, and it was just record, the whole walls.
Right.
And I was like, this is his label. Well, and he slept on the floor, surrounded by records.
It's yeah. insane. Why, do you mean rock and roll is not all hotels and groupies? Like, what the fuck? Really?
Hotels. Okay. Damn.
Is that? Yeah, yeah.
We're family, man.
I slept on the dirtiest couch ever in Philly. Oh, wait, was that Philly?
You got Providence? A hotel because it was
Providence.
So
no, he didn't. Yeah.
Providence.
Even Tom yeah. stayed at. No, we all stayed in Philly.
No. That house with this.
They left the basement show.
That's right.
I slept on his fucking couch. Oh, that
was no, right. Philly was that place.
That right. should have been
and
the
then
crust
we
house.
Woke up. We yeah. woke up at 5 a.m. and the guy was like, he's like, yeah, check this out. He like brought down this gun. He's like selling this.
Oh my god!
Oh yeah! There's like, the guy knocking yeah, at the door.
A guy knocked at the door.
Hour.
Yeah, guy that knocked at Philly. The door. Yeah. And he's like, yeah, man, you got any weed? I got this gun. And he's bought weed with a gun. Yeah. That's how it works.
He goes up the stairs. He's like, hey, you see that?
Yeah,
he's
see that? Just sold you weed.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Holy shit! It was a fun tour.
It sounds like it. It sounds like
that was with Haggis and Keen.
Yeah.
Nice.
And we toured down to MDF.
Baltimore.
Right on. Yeah, I assume that's one of your career highlights.
For Flashout, yeah.
For Flashout,
which are all this fun.
Yeah,
incredible
yeah.
experience.
We played a slew of fun shows at home.
David and Mick, yeah, they're amazing.
Yeah, they're awesome.
Right on. LA was ridiculous. Didn't even get to play.
Yeah, we played.
Yeah, we played.
We had to bum rush
the stage. We bum rushed the stage.
We played for 12 minutes, and then the sound guy's like, "Well, I'm not getting paid anymore," and he shut everything down.
Oh,
right after
God,
we finished.
That's
it was a scramble though, because
and the band after us was pissed.
They were pissed. Well, because he said, "Don't touch the knobs," and the first thing I do is, "What the fuck is this tone?" Of course, I'm gonna touch the knobs.
Man.
And he's like,
"Oh, jeez."
That was a shit, man. A lot of people didn't get paid for that.
Yeah, no, we didn't get paid.
No,
he flew us in.
Paid, he flew us in. It was awesome. And then he fucked up Corey's flight. But
yeah.
Oh, it was a stressful
best.
Set of
everything
with
Flash.
Shout
out to
yeah, it was.
I was like,
yeah, I thought we were going to get beat up at that show. Because we
flew all
the way down there to
up.
Play. And the promoter just didn't run the fest. And so it got to like 3 a.m. or something. There was like 5 bands left to play.
More,
and we're just like,
more, man.
We're storming the stage. We just went to the band, like, we're going next.
Yeah.
And they're just like, okay. And we ran on stage and played. And yeah, we thought we were going
to
get
by
our
10
ass
o'clock,
kicked.
I knew
Corey didn't want to,
we
and Corey's like, it's okay, Corey, you can do this.
Yeah.
Fucking him, Corey's holding the snare. Okay, let's do it.
I spent an hour setting that up, just like fucking running around me. And
yeah,
Andrew
was
like, talking
but it was
kind of
cool. Yeah, nobody knew when they were going to play.
It was a nightmare.
It was on the roof of a parkade.
Yeah.
So.
We're like, oh, we're going to play L.A.
Yeah. The guy, oh, man, they rented a Vans Warped Tour stage.
I got to get my
It was pretty funny. And then after the fact, everyone just plugged
money.
Into parking outlets, and the rest of the bands got to play just, you know, without a sound man.
Wow.
That was our L.A. experience.
There we go. You mean it's not, you weren't down the Sunset Strip?
I saw Will Smith at the airport.
Oh, okay. There we go.
He was coming off the plane, and that's going on.
Wait, and he's not a grindcore fan?
Like, he asked for my autograph.
Oh, right on. You mentioned a family man.
Yeah.
You have family, and you have other responsibilities and all that. Because
my daughter's almost 8 months.
And our listeners
Corey's
know.
15 months?
Yeah.
Oh, your daughter's of age.
My daughter's 27. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. But, no, I've already mentioned, I've given, you know, your offspring's birth announcements on the show and
appreciate
all that
it.
And congratulations and
we
all that
we took a bit of time off when we had our kids
right.
Our show back was with the Power Trip show
right on.
That was our show back at that
right on. But with these new responsibilities and I imagine like this doesn't pay the bills and all that, so you need a job.
Fun, yeah, no.
How are you able to balance everything?
Well, we utilize nap time.
Yeah, we had a new
I find I'm writing more riffs now when she naps than before, because I can just be like, you know, I'll do it later. It's okay. Carl will always be there.
We know Jen every week. It's like when we have a show, we'll get ready.
Yeah.
Right on.
Well, because we all play it off.
for sure.
It's kind of the only way it's going to work out. You tell someone you're in five bands, and I'm like, fuck, you jam 5 days a week? Hell no.
No. Sometimes two tonight, or
sometimes
just this band this week.
Yeah. Right, make it work.
Yeah, and of course my listeners know who Corey, the boss at Ninja Cat, is and all that. So between family, band, like, and the promotion and bands and all that, like, how do you do it, man? Like,
honestly, it's easier these days. It's easier these days. I don't work at my full-time job at the bank anymore. Now I just work at the venue.
Yeah.
So I get to work from home, so it's a lot easier, actually. I could go tour now. Now I can tour all the time because the venue's like, you can go tour and just, you know, book from the road. We don't care. But now none of us can fucking tour because we all got different commitments and shit.
Right.
Eventually. We want to go to Europe soon.
Yep. And, we talked about going to...
West Coast
next year. Next summer.
Yeah, but I know Flash... Like, the grind scene in Europe is a whole nother ball of wax.
Oh, no doubt.
And I think we would destroy over there. It would be awesome.
Here's Ripley with a cooler beer. Holy fuck, man.
So heavy. So that's definitely in the plan.
Oh, God. Just one of these times. I want to see this guy sober one of these days.
Not when we play.
Jeez, yeah.
That's why we only do, like, week-long tours. Because Ripley's got to get wasted every night.
It's mostly because my voice is in last, man.
And he loosens up like a snake when he freaking has the booze.
Yeah, it helps, man. And it makes the vocals lower.
There you go.
The gurgle.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you guys have other bands and other projects. What do you want to push? Okay, you and I, we're going to sit down and we're going to have a much longer chat, but just... Right now, some of your other projects, give something a shout out. Like,
well, things are busy, man. So there's Flash Out, Necrotic Liquefaction, Nocturnal Departure,
right?
Dojo Cobra. And then there's some projects that aren't doing anything at the moment, obviously, because things have gotten busy. There's Infector that I'm in with Corey.
Oh, very nice.
That'll be obviously.
They're going to finish the album soon. Brian told me yesterday he's going to do vocals very soon.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Cool. Coming back.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
I know, I can't wait.
What's going on with Zombie Assault?
MDF? MDF next year. That'll be our first out-of-town show ever. Yeah.
Right on.
And then, that's all I got right now for me is a Zombie Assault show. But that's fine. I'm happy.
It's enough.
Yeah.
Okay. And what about you, dude? You got other shit going on?
A
stuff's like not really doing much.
Recording projects.
Yeah, he's into recording people now. He recorded the Nocturnal Departure full
length.
He also did the Zombie Salt demo.
But yeah, no, I just coming up with Arch Gavis, and I do like a solo thing in my basement just by myself called Mental Mutilation.
Okay, right.
It's all kind of the same old shit.
Flesh Hoot with Isaac.
Flesh Hoot with Isaac from Sulfur Cottery, and Dan from Arch Gavis does vocals on that, and that's really
sweet.
Just finished some new stuff, actually, just finished recording. I do other shit too, but I don't know, I guess it's not worth mentioning.
Oh, why would I say that?
Oh, yeah, great.
What about you? What do you got going on?
We're still recording, Gourmet, but I don't know, we're not really playing shows anymore.
You just finished. Good tour, though.
Just finished a great tour and doing a split with Haggis that's just coming out right away.
Oh, that's what I want to hear.
Yeah,
that's
coming out right away.
Good.
Fuck Your Life.
Fuck Your Life's putting it out. And that's right, yeah. So, yeah, there's stuff going on.
Excellent. What about you? Like, you, out of everyone here, you've been on the show the most over the years, I think, just with your various different projects. Yeah. What's going on? Are you just kind of...
Right now, we're just taking a little bit of a break, enjoying the summer. Cam, our singer, just got married, I think last weekend.
Fuck yeah, second kid.
Buddy. Yeah, kids and shit, but Solomon's going down. I play drums in Skeleton, bass in Skunk, but we haven't played in, I think, since two metal fests ago. That's okay. We're
like a year ago.
Yeah, we still have to finish recording our full length from, I think, 2015, but we got that's going to happen.
Once all of them gets his shit together again, you let me know. Find someone.
For sure. Oh, and also, just played a show with Regurgitated Guts.
Right on.
Filling in for Marshall on guitar.
Yeah,
replacement or some shit. Yeah, Necrot show was fucking awesome. Zombie Assault played.
Mm-hmm.
I really liked it. Yeah,
and
best green room in the city.
Finally,
yeah.
Whoever wants to say hi to someone, go ahead. Just
hi
anyone.
Hello, everyone.
Hi.
Oh. Hello.
If Alice was listening, I'd say hi.
Hi.
There we go. Yeah. That's what
I'm
like.
Hey, I'm Alice and Ava, man.
If you're not tuned in to the Shining Wizards, listen to what some of our fans have to say about the show.
Hey, guys, it's the Stallion. And when I'm contemplating suicide, I throw on the Shining Wizards because nothing makes me feel better than knowing I'm not one of these four grown adults, virgin fucking marks, discussing a fake wrestling product.
Tune in live every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. East, rantemradio.com. It's the Shining Wizards, where it's wrestling talk and talk about wrestling.
Kate and International présente les meilleurs succès de l'année. Voici Rock 84 avec en vedette The Kinks. Rock 84, un super nouveau micro-sillon avec Peter Schilling. Huey Lewis and the News, Big Country et Madness. Country Club, Duran Duran et Men Without Hats. Et de Flashdance, Michael Sambello. Incroyable, les plus grands succès de l'année. Rock 84 de KTEL, en vente maintenant.
There are only three good things you need in life. Sex, beer, and pure rock radio.
So check Flash Out on Bandcamp, on Facebook. Just Google them, go check them out, and just give them their support. They've got so much really cool stuff coming out in the next month that you're going to want to get on board. And if you get the chance, especially check them out live. I want to say hello, big shout out to one Josh Staples from the Mighty Abnormality. You know, unfortunately, Abnormality were not on the Seance Metal Fest. We'd definitely like to get that band up here. But Mr. Staples does a really cool podcast as well called The Direct Input. Okay, and one of the things that he likes to do, it's basically him doing interviews with bands as they come through his neck of the woods. And one of the things that he did that really caught my attention and made me go, it's just when he's at a show or a festival, much like Seance, he kind of likes to take his recorder around and walk up to people and just say, hey, who are you and what are you looking forward to, blah blah blah. And I thought that would be a really good idea for the Seance Metal Fest post-game show here on Radioactive Metal. And, you know, it's always a good time. It's always a good time. And so that's what I did. Some of these names that you are going to hear right away, I've mentioned on the show. Some voices you have heard before. You know, being in bands that we've had on the show, that, you know, guys that were there, you know, for other reasons, just to be a spectator and participate in the festivities. So you're going to hear some familiar voices. You're going to put some voices to some names that you might have heard me say on the show, and it's just all around going to be a really cool listen. So thanks for taking a couple minutes out and spending it basically with some of your cool Uncle Snowy's friends. And thank you to everyone who, some people were kind of shy at first. It took a little cajoling, shall we say, because, you know, not everyone wants, you know, to hear their dopey voice on the radio or have it out there. So thank you to everyone who participated. First and foremost, right off the top, you are going to hear from the main man himself, one Tyler Augusto, the dude behind the Seance Metal Fest. I cannot thank him enough just for all that he does. I can only just imagine what goes into putting on a total DIY event like that, and not only like dedicating time for this, but having a life, a job, a relationship, and just everything, you know, that goes on with it. So much respect. Thank you so much, Tyler. And I can't wait to do it again next year. So without further ado, kick back and enjoy.
Yeah, yeah. But right now, just give me your name and what you're doing here and which band you're looking forward to seeing the most.
Oh, my name is Tyler Augusto. I've been running Seance Fest for the last 7 years. It's a super fun metal fest, and we got a few rock bands on here. The band I'm looking most forward to is Otter Tom.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
That's the one.
Right. Right. And this fest, like, thank you so much for putting it on and all the hard work you do. This is awesome. It seems like it's gone from like a bunch of guys hanging out for a weekend to a point where we're actually calling it
a thing.
It really is a thing.
It's a thing. I'm super stoked. It sounds better this year.
Everything's better this year. It's good. Yeah, right on. So far, from what you've seen, is this the highest attendance so far?
It's kind of equalizing to like the same as last year. We'll see. It's going to change throughout the night because a lot of people are actually coming for Uncle Tom,
right?
So I know that's happening. So
right. So in the future, you have a signed band like Death Risk, signed to
Redefining.
Are you gonna get more and more signed?
As much as I can. Definitely. Yeah. Yeah, man.
And just say hi to someone. Anyone. Just.
Hi, Mom.
There we are. Okay, brother. Thank you so much. Love you so much.
Not
take care.
Problem. Thank you.
Okay, just give me your name, why you're here, which band you're looking forward to.
My name's Diana, and I'm a volunteer, and I'm actually looking forward to Moon 10, I believe.
Yeah.
I've never seen them before, so.
Cool. What about you, dude?
Hey, I'm Ninja Cat Phil.
And that's right.
Well, I'm honestly looking forward to Entity, and I'm volunteering here mostly as security.
Oh, yeah, personally.
What about you?
Oh, shit. Hey, it's Dustin again, and I'm just out here partying, having a good time. I'm looking forward to Outro 2. So excited.
How about you, pretty lady?
Oh, my name is Samantha. I'm looking forward to everybody.
Right on. You know what? I'm just going to walk over here. Hi, I just... Who wants to be on the radio? I'm recording now. Just who wants to say hi and what band they're looking forward to seeing today?
Nigel, what do you think?
I mean, they're all pretty sick.
Okay, just give me your name and who you're looking forward to.
I'm Nigel.
Okay.
And I like... I'm looking forward to seeing Dildo's Beef.
Dildo's Beef, okay. Anyone else just want to shout it out?
Animalism!
Okay.
Hi, my name's Matt, and I like Anomalism.
right on. Okay. Rock and roll. So do I. Anyone else?
All trades.
Okay, fair enough. Okay, thanks, guys. Hi, just give me your name and which band you're looking forward to the most.
I'm Valerie. Really looking forward to seeing Headliner tonight with Tsum. I don't know. We got a really stacked lineup, though.
We do. Is this your first time?
I've been here for the last three, I think.
Okay, how come I didn't know that?
I don't know.
No, because I wasn't here last year.
Really?
Yeah, there was the SOS Festival, and I was doing interviews there.
Okay.
And unfortunately, they got their shit together. Why don't we schedule this weekend, and we'll do the SOS another weekend. That way the audience isn't split, because it's basically the same thing. That's the thing when you're in a secondary market and a niche scene. You got to be really careful with all that shit.
For sure.
Right on, right on. Say hi to someone, anyone. Just say hi.
Just hey to everyone who's here, man. Like, anyone who likes metal. It's a great, great scene.
Excellent.
This is way too thin.
You guys want to be on the show?
Huh?
Want to be on the show?
No.
What's up?
Just give me your name. My radio show. Give me your name and which band you're looking forward to here tonight. What happened to your tent? Holy shit.
Parts upside down somehow. I don't get
upside
it.
Down parts, upright, buddy.
Perfect.
Upside down light. Parts.
Okay, dude. Give me your name and who you're looking forward to today.
I actually don't know the bands today. Like, I know some of them. Like, it's mostly like Alyssa. Like, I'm not sure who's playing today.
Okay.
That might work.
You're a lot of help. You.
Hello.
Hi. Give me your name and which band you're looking forward to seeing.
My name is Jesse. I'm really looking forward to seeing Anomalism.
Mm-hmm.
They're my favorite local band.
Right on.
Fucking dope.
They are. Very
good. Come on. Too many mushrooms to say anything else.
That's perfect. Sure. Someone. Give me your name. Who wants to talk?
What do I say?
Just,
my name?
Just who you are and which band you're looking forward to. Dude, come here.
Hey, so I'm Matt, and I'm looking forward to Duca, a local black metal band from Winnipeg. They do really unique, depressive, atmospheric black metal, and they're sick.
Right on, right on. You having a good time tonight?
Oh, yeah.
Right on, right on. Anyone else who wants to be on the radio? Come here, dude. Just give me your name and which band you're looking forward to tonight.
My name's Chris, and I'm looking forward to seeing Flash Out.
Right on, me too. I'm waiting for those fucking guys to get here so I can interview them.
Right, I seen Ripley here.
Yeah, I saw him, like his drunk ass, no doubt, but I'm looking for the other guys as well. So if you see any of the other guys, say, hey, Snowy's looking for you.
Will do.
Anyone else? Anyone else? Do you want to be on the radio? You just want to? No, you're cool.
I'm okay,
dude.
Thank you.
Oh, fuck off. Give me your name and which band you're looking forward to.
You got voluntold there, Kyle.
Me?
Yes, you. My listeners already know who you are, dude.
Oh, well, I'm Kyle. I'm Kyle Braun. I play drums in Entity.
Right.
Tonight, I'm excited for a whole lot of bands. We got Deathrist. We got Widow's Peak, both from Alberta. Outre-Tombe from Quebec.
Right.
Flash Out, Endless Chaos. It's pretty much all good, so.
Fantastic, fantastic. Are you having a good time?
I am. I'm having a great time.
Right on. Good to see you, my brother.
You too.
Take care. That's it. Going, going, going.
Going, going, gone.
You're looking forward to.
All right.
Hey, okay, dude, what's going on? Give you, who are you and what do you do? And
My name is Mark Lynch. I'm a guitarist in Zombie Assault and Regurgitated Guts.
Right. Right on, right on. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, our listeners know who you are. We're out here, say, it's Metal Fest. What band are you looking forward to the most?
Outre-Tombe.
Yeah,
and,
yeah. I'm getting
and
that
Flash Out.
For sure. Oh, yeah, for
Flash
sure.
Flash Out's always
good
time.
For sure, for sure. I'm going to sit down and I'm going to talk to them soon enough. Perfect. But what's going on with your bands, particularly Regurgitated?
Regurgitated Guts. We have a bunch of new songs, maybe hopefully recording soon.
Right.
And no shows lined up right now, unfortunately.
Are you still with Unspeakable?
I'm pretty sure if we release something, they'll put it out.
Right on.
So I can't say for sure.
Okay, cool. Say hi to someone, anyone. Just
hello, Mom.
There we go. I'm getting that a lot tonight. Yeah. Your name, and who are you looking forward to tonight?
I am looking forward to all the acts I'm very excited about. I think Deathrist. I think I'm excited to see them. I saw them at Loud as Hell last year when I played there with Inverted Serenity. Deathrist was one of the heavier death metal acts of the night, and they fucking nailed it then, and they're probably only a year of improvement better, so.
I just spoke to them a half hour ago, yeah.
Nice.
Right on. You have
I
no
like
choice.
Attention. There you go.
You have no choice. Okay, just give me your name and who you are and what you're looking forward to today.
I'm Sean Thomas.
I came here to eat mushrooms and see Outer Tomb, who I've never actually heard before, but they're supposed to be sick.
They are definitely sick.
I need a party this weekend.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, no, yeah, and our listeners will know who you are because we've had you on with Zombie Assaults.
Yep.
In our extended indie spotlight.
Yeah. The stress of the 9-to-5 is getting to me, so I have to come out here and get high as fuck.
Oh, I get that. I get that. Like, we just came out here like for the second day, and the funny thing about this is like I'm like when you're at work, your 9-to-5 job, and like normies come up to you, hey, what are you doing? It's like, well, I'm going to this show out in the bush.
Yeah.
Just imagine Woodstock, but on a much smaller scale. What's going on with Zombie Assault in the next little while?
Not much. We got a show. Immolation. We're playing Immolation in October.
Right.
That's really about it. we're talking about doing an all in two set. Yeah.
Oh, well, right.
But I mean in the near future.
Well, that's good enough.
I've been working on demos.
Right on.
We've got like seven new jams.
Oh, right on. Right on.
Yeah, we're talking about doing an all in tune set. We got the pedals. So. Got the guitar tone.
Right on. Coverage. Okay, give your name and what you're doing out here.
Hey, my name's Bella. I'm working at Harm Reduction, so if you need some harm reduced, come to Harm Reduction.
What does that mean, harm reduction?
It's just to help people reduce their harm if they're using or providing them condoms and lube, safe sex, straws, if they're using substances so they're not sharing bills or whatever. And just a nice place to chill if you're tripping out a little too hard. So.
Right on.
It's a cozy place.
You're working it. What band are you looking forward to most?
I can wake her up at 11:30.
That's a tiny. I really enjoy Anomalism, so.
Are you?
But I'm also looking forward to Flash Out.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's hard to choose. So many good ones.
Right on. Yes, you do. Just give me your name and what you're looking forward to seeing the most here.
Ripley, I'm looking forward to seeing Nurture Tomb. Been stoked on that for a while. They just put out some sick shit and stuff.
Right on.
Yeah.
Come on, just
kidding.
Hanging out with this guy, you're gonna have to get used to stuff like this. Hey, fair enough. Just give me your name and what band you're looking forward to the most here.
There's just one. Probably.
Hey, what? You have? I need a name.
Oh, Serge.
Hey, Serge. Nice to meet you.
Widow Peak.
Widow's Peak. Great band. You saw them earlier. You were really stoked to see them. Really excited. I can tell. I can tell the look on your face. You're so excited.
Yeah.
For sure. What else tonight? Widow's Peak play tonight. Outer Tomb is headlining tonight. I imagine you're stoked for that.
Yeah.
Right on. Okay. Say hi to someone. Anyone. Say hi. Anyone. Say hi.
Hi, Dad.
Right on. Okay. I'm so glad, Snowy. Nice to meet you. I'm so glad you're here. And like we spoke earlier, and you buy like a shit ton of merch.
Yes.
We need more people like you in the scene. Right on. Just say your name and which band you're looking forward to the most today.
Hi, I'm Nick, and I am looking forward to Ultra Tune.
Right on. Okay, and what else do you do that my listeners might be interested in?
I play bass and in here.
And
and I sing in Suburban Hypocrites.
Having a good time?
Yeah, absolutely.
Right on. What time did you get here?
I got here on the Friday night.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I worked merch last night pretty much all day.
So it's all weekend for you. All right. Right on. Prairie Rock and Metal. Give me your name and which band you're looking forward to the most or everything.
Looking forward most to probably Endless Chaos, to be honest. Always love seeing those guys.
When did you get here? How long have you been here
for? I got here yesterday around 4 o'clock, got my shit set up, and just started partying.
Started drinking.
Yep. Okay, your name has popped up on the show, but you got to give it now.
Oh, it's Matt Copper.
How you doing? Yep. You're doing so good, so good. Yeah, yeah. And you're also a big wrestling fan as well.
I am.
Yeah, yep. So looking forward to All Out.
All Out
next week.
Next week, yeah, August 31st. Yep.
Right on. So we're all going to pile into your place, have one big wrestling party.
Yep.
Are you down for that?
Okay, man.
Right on.
Yeah, we're going to watch some history be made. Watch the first ever AEW champion be crowned.
Right on. Who are you going for?
I'm going for Paige.
You know what? For the record, I think they're going to give it to Jericho, and then the next pay-per-view, in order to build up Paige, they're going to switch it on the next one.
Yeah, but like the whole company seems about giving new guys an opportunity rather than old guys. So I think there's only one first ever champion, and right. I think giving it to Adam Page would probably be
either way. That's who I'm cheering for.
Yeah,
that's who I'm cheering for.
It would be better for their image of what they're trying to go for, of giving newer, more talented wrestlers the nudge rather than relying on older talent like WWE does a lot.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I am so done with Undertaker. I'm so done with the McMahons. I'm so done.
Like, Lesnar.
I need...
Like, there are things about WWE I do like, but there are a lot of things I don't like.
For sure. Yeah.
Like, I love Bray Wyatt's character. It's probably one of the coolest thing going... or one of the coolest characters in a long time in professional wrestling.
For sure. Yeah. I'm looking forward to that, too. Yeah.
Right on.
Yeah, I'm going to go bug Mike over here.
All right, man.
Hey, dude.
Like, this is the best environment.
Sick. Dude. Oh, sorry.
Look at this guy's shirt. It's a white Cannibal Corpse shirt.
A white one.
I had that white shirt one. Black. I had it five ever.
Okay.
Never smash fucking face.
I have to talk to this guy. Hi. Hi, Radioactive Metal.
Hi.
Give me your name. If you want to be on the radio, give me your name and which band you're looking forward to the most so far.
Am I on?
Yeah.
Right on. My name's Trevor Iwanku. I'm a metal guitar player from Tula, Manitoba. It's my son, Rio. He's a prodigy metal player. Teaching him, you know, doing the Walter Gretzky on him. We're here to see Mike Menza with Endless Chaos.
Right, we
spent the whole day here yesterday seeing everybody's art and everybody's example, and we've been nothing but delighted with the nice people and the excellent entertainment. A great venue.
Right on. Say hi.
What's up?
Right on. Okay, so this is your son.
Yes.
Hey, there's no way that I ever, in a million years, would have got my dad to come, to a show like this.
Oh yeah, his dad writing him up. Right, they do that in church, right? Well, it's starting fucking church. There you go.
That's what I want to hear.
Right on.
What I'm doing is just give me your name and which band here at the festival you're looking
forward to the most. I played at the festival last. Oh yeah.
Okay. What's your band?
Tusk.
And you played here last night?
No, I played here last year.
Oh, last year. last year. Okay. Yeah. Tonight,
my favorite band, Anomalism, I was looking forward to them.
Right.
They're fucking sick.
They were.
And Dizzy Mystics, Trampoline, Moontown, fucking Entity.
Yeah. Right on. Yeah, definitely. Stack bill. Thanks, man.
Yeah.
What do you need me to do?
Yeah, just give me your name and what you're doing here and which band you're looking forward to seeing the most.
Okay, I'm Allie, I'm the merch team lead, and I'm looking forward to seeing Oath of Doom.
Are you having fun so far?
So far, so good, yeah.
Okay, are you selling a lot of merch? You doing a lot?
Yeah, so far we've done a lot of merch sales, yeah. It's been great.
Right on. And I guess when you're doing the volunteer and all that, like it's not all, there's some play involved, right? Like you only work so much and then you're actually going to have a good time this weekend?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, last night I got pretty drunk afterwards. Right. So I'm hoping for the same thing tonight.
Right on. Well, you got to have a drink with Snowy later, man.
For sure.
Thank you. Was Winnipeg Death Metalers Endless Chaos from their latest release, Paths to Contentment, with Stack Their Heads. Gotta love the enthusiasm between a title like that. And of course, they're definitely a highlight. A highlight of one of many, many that were part of the 2019 Seance Metal Fest. Once again, thank you everyone who participated, who volunteered, who made their way out, just had a good time. Everyone that came up and had a Lemmy with your cool Uncle Snowy, or came up and said hi and just hung out. And of course, all of the awesome bands who made this past weekend one of the highlights this year, for sure, for sure. Particularly, I want to say hello and thank you to Grandma and Grandpa, first of all, for getting my ass out there in one piece and back. And of course, big hello and shout out to my good buddy Ducky for spending the day with me, partying with me, having a grand old time, as well to Samantha, who came out with us, who is from out of town, and she came in just to come out to this festival and hang out with us. So hello once again, come back to town just as soon as you can. It was really cool meeting you. Want to hang out with you again. Oh, so I think that's it. Another episode of Radioactive Metal is in the books. If you want to be one of the cool kids and hear the show first, you'll want to go Thursday evenings on purerockradio.net, where you can check us out, quote unquote, live. Then of course, every episode afterwards is podcast wherever you find your podcast aggregators. Do your Uncle Snowy a favor, and wherever you listen to us, take a couple minutes out of your time, go find the review section, leave us a review, 5 stars, and every little bit helps. You might think, whatever, you know, it's no big deal. Let your voice be heard. With every review that we get, it kind of focuses more attention and gets the name out there. And of course, Radioactive Metal is a proud member of the Shining Wizards Network, shiningwizardsnetwork.com. Not only are we there, it's predominantly a pro wrestling network, but there's all sorts of different style podcasts. It's just a bunch of shows that you're just going to want to hear and check out for yourself. Of course, Radioactive Metal is available. Find us on Facebook, on Instagram. I should have, by the time this comes out, I imagine there'll be some cool pics from the festival up you're going to want to check out. And of course, I've been saying this for the past little while now, and I'm going to continue. I'm an old school rocker at heart, and one of the things that I remember back from my youth was the pen banger section in the back of Metal Forces magazine, and the pen pal section in the back of Metal Maniacs, and all part of that cool tape trading days. I sort of miss those days with this electronic age of email and text and blah blah blah, all that bullshit. I miss old fashioned snail mail, and if you do, and if you would like to keep in communication with your cool Uncle Snowy that way, I think that would be really cool. Find us. You can drop me a line on the show's Facebook. Send me your snail mail address. Ah, let's do that. That would be more than cool. To get us out of here, let's go with a track from Winnipeg post-atmospheric black metalers Wilt, from their latest release, How About. Let's go with A Summons Has Come. In the meantime, and in between time, that's it. This has been a dead-raising episode of Radioactive Metal. And of course, next year I want to implore everyone make your way this time and come and join us. Come and join us for the Seance Metal Fest. You will not be disappointed. I'm Snowy White, signing off.